Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Reverend Jay from the network of ChristianPsychics.com, and welcome, everybody. We're going to have a great night tonight, and we're going to have continuous readings for the whole show, and I have my lovely co-host, Ellen, with me. Ellen, are you there?
I am, Reverend Jay. Hello.
How is your Memorial Weekend going?
Oh, it's just awesome. We're having a great time. I hope everyone else is doing well. But I also want to point out on our Memorial Day weekend to remember those who have served, those who are currently serving, and those who have fallen in service to our country. We have special blessings and prayers for them.
Yes, and we really do need to send them light and love, and because without them, we couldn't actually be free.
Nope, not at all.
Right. So did you do a cookout or a family thing?
Tomorrow.
Oh, gotcha.
A little party extended into 40 people. I don't know how that happened, but okay. You want to head down
to
Florida, Jay? You're invited too. Just get in the car and start driving.
Oh, I got to go to New York like in less than a month. So it's like
bummer.
I'm holding out on my travel activities until then. Anyway, so. We're having great weather here in North Carolina, and we're having a great Memorial weekend, and, things are really looking up. I hope that everybody out there is also having the same experience. Did you experience this new full moon and have any upset?
No. Is it full moon? Did you say full moon or new moon?
It was actually full moon, and it was a solar eclipse, and it actually was what they call a super moon.
It was more of an energy charge for me.
Yeah, it's a super moon because it's so close to the Earth, they coined that phrase in like 1979. They called it a supermoon when it's so close to the Earth. So, yeah, a lot of people had a lot of discomfort and a lot of people had upsets. So myself, I kind of, it went pretty easy for me too. So it was an energy charge. I have to tell you, the greatest news is I always eat candy. And so I bought a box of Milk Duds, and you can actually eat 13 pieces of Milk Duds is one serving.
You sound as bad as me as the sunflower seeds. I bought these sunflower seeds. I'm trying to figure out how many of them I can eat in one serving. It's like maybe one-fourth of 160 calories with 130 derivative by fat. But I don't think they mean saturated fat. But people have to look at their snacks and see if they're really as healthy as we think they are, because dried fruit packs a heck of a lot of calories.
It does. And, that's why I was like, wow, I actually counted out 13 pieces, and I actually was satisfied with 13 pieces.
And those little boxes only have two or three pieces of candy per little box, so you can psych yourself out and eat 10 little boxes and still have, like, 13 pieces.
Yes,
I'd
rather get the big box and just eat the big box. Well, do you want to go on to our first caller?
Oh, absolutely. The energy is surging now. Feels great.
Okay, great. Our first caller is going to be 302. 302, you're on the air. Hello?
Oh, this is Ronnie from Delaware.
Hey, Ronnie.
Hi. You guys were so gracious to talk to my brother last week, and I wanted to call you and thank you. And things are just escalating for me, and I was just wondering if you could see when things are going to be calming down.
Well, you know, when you were talking, Ronnie, I could feel like a runaway freight train.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to ask you is that how much are you contributing to this? Because sometimes things get fueled by our unconscious or conscious actions, that we think we're not doing something and we really are, or what we think we're doing right is just giving more fuel. Does that sound familiar to you?
No, I mean, I'm staying away, and I am sought shelter. Went and visited my sister for a week. I mean, I'm trying to get myself together, and I don't know, I'm just waiting to see what happens.
Well, I can say that, you know, you need a little bit more self-protection on this, because I'm thinking once you strengthen your resolve and strengthen yourself more, I see it slowing down.
Okay.
But there's something about it dipping down, and I don't know if that means it's going to slow down, but I need you to also evaluate what you're doing and seeing if that's – I mean, I'm not telling you to do anything you don't want to do. But if you're on a path, you got to firm it up.
Okay.
So I'm wondering how much you're wavering.
Oh, I think I'm pretty resolved. I'm getting stronger.
Okay,
you know,
good. Keep
ahead.
It that way. It's just that I didn't
want to. I'm
sorry, Ronnie, could you repeat that?
I said I'm moving ahead. I'm just taking one day at a time. And, you know.
That really is the way to go. That was a great reading, Ellen. Ronnie, you know, I see like within 3 weeks you're going to settle down.
Okay.
I think you're going to come to a plateau where you're going to come into the realization that you are going to be better off, that this is a good move for you, that you need to be honored and you need to honor yourself. And you know, you don't need to be in a situation where, you know, things are not good. And I know it's very, very difficult, but I really give you accolades, and they're kind of like clapping for you. I see the angels clap that you have stepped up. And it's important because you only get one life, Ronnie, and the thing is that with that one life, you can live it the hard way, or you can open your heart to God and let God lead you. And I see you're taking the higher road, and you will be surprised at how he will move mountains for you. He will move mountains.
Oh, that is so nice. Thank you so much. That was a wonderful, that was a very uplifting. And I wanted to ask you, if I wanted to get a reading, I don't have a computer right now, but can I just call a number and get a credit card? How does that work?
Yeah, you can, if you can't get, you know, well, you go to the Network of Christian Psychics, or we can give you some phone numbers. If you just hold on, I'll put you in the caller queue, and then I'll give you some numbers instead of putting them out over the air.
Okay, thank you. That'd be very nice. Thank you.
Okay, great. Do you have any other questions, Ronnie?
No, that's just my, you know, my big issue right now is kind of consuming me, and I do feel stronger, and I feel like, you know, what I've done so far has been very positive, and you guys helped me last week. I listened to the reading, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, they're like saying, they're saying things are going to be turning out just like you hope, you know, and
okay.
I think it's that you're hoping for that new positive lease on life, and it's coming. And like I said, they really are giving you applause. You know, they're like clapping. It's like, it's kind of interesting because I have like 8, well, I guess I have 10 actually angels here, and they're like this little group of clapping. They're just like happy for your heart, you know, because your heart is going to blossom.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there anything else, Ellen, that you want to tell her?
Yeah. I guess what I was picking up too, or like people are still trying to waver your resolve, which is why I told you to strengthen it.
Okay.
And that's going to continue. So, I mean, people can do and say what they want. The only difference is that it makes to us is how, if we internalize it and we do what they tell us to do instead of our own self or our angels and God, because they think they just do what they, what I'm getting around you, the people are just trying to make you behave the way they want you to behave.
Okay.
And now it's really important you to say, no, that's not the way I want to live, and just keep into it, because they're not far from emotional blackmail. And
okay.
I know you're strong. You know what I'm talking about on that one?
Yeah.
But just
yeah.
make sure you keep that resolve going no matter what.
Do you have
a
pen and a paper?
Yes, I do.
Ron? Okay.
Yeah.
Ellen, why don't you shout out your phone number, the one that you use for the website?
Oh, sure. 407-463-5462.
Okay. And then
and
what's
then,
the best time to call? Is there a good time to call, or I just put a message on the machine or what?
My phone picks up all the messages, and I'll call you back.
That sounds great. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate you guys being on the air and the service you provide. You really help a lot of people, and we do appreciate you. We appreciate you.
Well, we love you,
well,
too.
Thank
we,
you. All right.
Yeah, you're definitely in our prayers, Ronnie, and, you know, always feel free to call in.
Okay, thank you. I think they're helping. All right,
okay,
talk to
good.
You again.
Okay,
bye.
Yep, bye-bye. Okay, that was great. I'm glad that, you know, it started out on a positive note. I like to hear, you know, when, you know, it sounds like we're helping people, and Ronnie has had a wicked year.
Oh gosh, yeah. But I also like to say out to our listeners, if you want readings, by all means, call us. But if you have, like, other questions, like how do you protect yourself against negativity or something of that nature, ask the question.
Yeah, it doesn't have to just be a specific question or about a psychic reading. It can be a general question about psychic abilities or intuitive techniques, or because we've been doing this for quite a while, and we can help assist you in on many levels. So thank you for that, Ellen. Did you want to go right on to the next person then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. We're going to do another 302. 302, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi. Happy Memorial Day, everybody.
Hey, hi.
Hello. This is Anne Marie, and I am calling to give you guys confirmation.
Really?
Oh, you got...
Yeah. Can you tell me? Just hold on now. I went for a CT scan. The mass is gone.
Oh, thank God.
Nothing.
Oh, Jay, that's wonderful.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes, this was last week. My doctor was shaking her head. I said, say it. Say it. It's a miracle. God did that. And she's like, Amory, you're just a source of bewilderment for me. I was like,
"Not."
And I didn't say it. I'm saying it. Thank you, God, for my healing. And I did that every day. And thank you for my perfect health.
And your angels,
wow.
And your communication with your angels and higher self. Oh, I can't be more pleased. That's awesome. I'm so happy for you. I'm getting chills.
Isn't that fantabulous? I can't stand it. I'm grabbing everybody and their mother. They're ready to 302. I'm like ready to climb up to the top of the roof and shout it out. I'm elated.
Wow.
I'm on a spiritual high, and I'm so
wonderful.
Grateful. And thank you, guys.
Oh. We just wanted to tell you what your angels wanted you to know. And, you know, Jay and I were really feeling strong about your health and everything. So we're just really, really thrilled.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate everything you've done for me. If I could afford it right now, I'd get a reading from you. But I just wanted to call and give you confirmation. I don't want to tie up your airtime. But I just found out the other day, and I just had to let you know.
Oh wow!
Really
I can't think of better news. I mean, between her and Ronnie, oh my gosh, this is a
Ronnie's
wonderful
my friend,
day.
Ronnie's my
really?
BFF. Yeah, by the way, BPW. She's my BFF. I know exactly what's going on, and I know Roland too.
Oh.
Oh.
Roland's a brother. Yeah, we're one big happy family. We're all getting the hell out of here. Can't wait.
Well,
there's another
so
good
funny.
Piece of information.
All these 302s, I was surprised that it was...
I know.
No, 302s, like, committed. That's what I meant. Yeah, but we're both 302, ironically. And you know what? When you said 302, you're on the air, I started babbling, and here it was her. She beat me. She beat me to the punch.
Oh.
She started
well,
me.
Well,
yeah, she
thought
she was going to call.
If you have any questions or you need any assistance, do feel free to call in. Anytime,
and
thank you for the
confirmation. One other confirmation. You told me my daughter was going to contact me by June. She did.
Yep.
I haven't talked to her in 6 years. She contacted me. I meant to tell you. I'm sorry, but the mask being gone kind of topped all that. But I'm so grateful for my daughter.
Oh,
isn't that something? You guys are like dead on point.
Isn't it? It's funny how things actually come true, and you know we're. We're just giving you what the angels tell us. You know, we really don't have anything to do with it. We're just a conduit.
I understand.
So, but we're really happy for you.
I appreciate it.
Well, anytime. Call us for anything.
Yeah, we appreciate the confirmation.
Yeah, I got your number, Ellen.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'll beat it out.
I need to put my number out there just in case.
Okay.
For everybody.
I got pen in hand.
Yeah.
Go on.
It's 229-472-6523 for anybody that wants a reading, or you can just contact the network of christianpsychics.com, and Ellen and I are both on the website. So please, you know, feel free to book a reading with us if you want something more in depth than, you know, something on the phone.
I will. And Ronnie will write a check. I can't wait. She's probably listening to this too. She's like, I'm going to get your reading, Emily. Well, there you go. But I just wanted to call and give you confirmation. But she's the one that told me about you guys, and I love her. She's a bomb diggity, and everything you said is pretty much. But she's got support. She's got me.
Good.
I'm not
good.
Sure if that's a good thing. Yeah, I'm there to support you. She's a bomb. And I appreciate everything you're doing.
great.
I love you guys.
We're so glad.
Yeah. Well, we love you too. We're so glad you call us.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for the confirmation, and you have a wonderful night, and have a wonderful Memorial Weekend. And
make sure
you take care of, do something extra for Ronnie, because she really does need it.
Last month, I'll do something again. I love her to death. I'll do anything
guys?
She asks me to do because she's my good friend, real good friend.
Oh,
I'm getting an angel message. Hang on for a second.
Okay.
My angel message is telling me that we need to do, well, me or Jake, do a prayer of thanks for
Absolutely.
Ronnie and Anne Marie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So.
Are you getting a channel prayer?
Yeah, I'm getting a channel. Okay, you ready?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Lord and angels, thank you so much for Ronnie and Anne Marie's wonderful confirmation news and good health. Please keep on with Ronnie's resolve to follow the path that you are leading her, and her angels are taking her hand and guiding her. Thank you so much for Anne Marie's good health and her relationship with her daughter. We are so grateful you were able to give us the messages and we're able to receive and implement your word. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank
Amen.
You.
And we, you know, we really do. We're so glad that your health is, you know, the news was good.
The doctor was shaking her head. I was like, come on. You can't say I practically had her in a chokehold. I'm not
yeah.
even here. She said it's a miracle and God did this. I just don't get it. And she kept shaking her head. I said, I'm out of here. I went outside and I screamed. I told everybody I saw, and I was just like inches short of being committed to a psych institution. So I'm so happy.
You know what?
Thank you. Thank you, people, for helping me.
Anytime, please call us.
I will. Appreciate everything you're doing.
Have a very good night.
God bless
okay,
you.
Okay, bye-bye.
God bless you.
Yep, we love you, too. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye. Oh, that is so awesome. We're having like, the greatest show ever here, aren't we?
Yes. Yes, we are. Let's just go right on to the next caller. Is that okay?
Okay. Oh, absolutely.
Okay, great. Our next caller is going to be 317. 317, you're on the air.
Oh.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from?
My name's Penny Williams. I'm calling from Indiana.
Okay. How's the weather there, Penny?
It's pretty nice. It was a little cool, but it's starting to warm back up.
Okay. I'm just trying to get a little bit of vibration, and that's why I'm asking
you
a question, trying to pick up on your energy. So are you doing something special for Memorial Day?
No, we're just kind of hanging out.
Well, family time special, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Okay, do you have a question for us?
I just had a question if you've seen anything about love.
You know, when you were talking, I kept on getting blocked, and I'm feeling something now, okay? It's cool. It's just that... I think that, I feel like in your heart there's so many unshed tears and sorrow in there that the first thing you need to do before we can, you can get to the next step is to clear that out. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. No, it's really important because I think the thing is that I'm trying to see. But the thing is that I'm getting blocked by everything past and how you feel about yourself now.
Okay.
And I just want to say that we all do things that we're probably not really proud of. But the best thing we can do is to forgive ourselves, learn our lesson, and move on. And when you move on... You have to forgive yourself and try not to do the same thing you did the last time. I can give you an example just from my little thing is that I kept on going out with men that were very jealous until finally I put a stop to it and said, hey, if you're going to be jealous, you better walk out that door. Because for me, jealousy is not attractive. I'm just using that
right.
example because I learned my lesson from the situations and I had to move on, but you have to move on with the lesson. Do you do meditation, like prayer or something? Because I'm sorry, but I feel
yep.
your heart's very, very heavy. Have you, okay, do you try to do white light in your heart and pink
uh-huh.
light?
Yeah, I do. I do chakra meditation all the time.
Okay.
Because
you need that deep cleansing.
That
did you feel a feeling on?
Great, Ellen. Thanks. Penny, I'm getting for you 5 months. Somebody's coming into your life. I think Ellen's right about you need to do some mental and emotional clearing.
Okay.
I don't feel it as bad a block as she does. I do feel like there is some forgiveness that, like she said. What I want to say to you is that remember, no matter what you've experienced in life, it's just experience. It's over. It's in the past. And experiences, whether you want to perceive them or good or bad, it's not really whether they're good or bad. It's what you've learned from the experience, if it was good or bad. Sometimes we go through bad experiences because we need to learn what we do and do not want. So
All right.
Forgive yourself. Just forgive yourself of anything that you perceived that wasn't good because it really was about learning from that experience, okay? And that's how you learn to love yourself. And I feel like they're giving you just a little bit more time before this guy comes in. I show him, they're showing me, the end of the fourth month, the beginning of the fifth month. I do think he's going to the what they call a twin flame, which is a very intense relationship as far as romantically. It is going to be a considerably long-term relationship, but it's up to you guys if it's going to be, how long it's going to be. And I feel the more that you can clear before you get into that relationship about forgiving and loving yourself, and it really is about just loving yourself. Because you know something, you are a nice person, Penny.
Mm-hmm.
I got that, that you're very sweet and you can be very compassionate and that you're just a little bit hard on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And just
mm-hmm.
remember that we're all just people and, just forgive yourself and try to love yourself more and I'm sure you're going to have a good relationship.
What is your birthday? I don't need the year, just the month.
Oh, February 26th.
Okay. Because I felt when Jay was talking, the person you're going to hang out with is going to be a Gemini.
No.
Because I kept on hearing Gemini, Gemini, Gemini. I'm like, okay. Gemini. Yeah, and
okay.
I think, and you are a, not an Aquarius, you're a, Pisces?
Yes.
Right? You're a Pisces, yeah.
Yes.
The thing is, I gotta tell you, when you're saying how hard you are on yourself, a lot of times we're harder on ourselves than people are on us. And
right.
you being a Pisces, that happens a lot with you because you're a mutable sign, which means you can vary more. And you're more a little more emotional than the other signs, so just kind of forgive yourself and just go on because just things happen, and as long as you
okay.
didn't kill anybody or cause an accident or something illegal or immoral, you're fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Can
okay.
I ask you something? Are you doing something? Are you changing your job?
Am I changing my job?
Yeah.
No, but it's actually
okay.
kind of going through changes. So, I mean, it
oh,
is.
Okay.
We had a
they said
girl leave.
Okay. I feel I don't know. They said that you're going to have a change. So that's why I asked if you were anticipating it or if you're going to be surprised. So, I think something good's going to be coming up. I think it's you'll need to consider, you know, the change, but the change is going to lead to positive things for you.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, good.
That just in case you weren't anticipating that. So you said somebody just left.
Yeah. So let's get ready to go through some changes.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna probably be moving here too. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was wondering if it was moving too. Right. It's sometimes it's hard to tell, you know, when they say change, you know, it could be, that's why, that's good. Be open. And what you want to do is don't put up any blocks and just let it flow. You know, like if things get difficult, just cancel that thought and change it to, you know, a positive one. Even if it is, I love the shoes I'm wearing today. You know,
okay.
If that's the only positive thought you can think, or, you know, I'm carrying my favorite purse, or, I mean, you can shift a bad thought to any thought, and it will keep your vibration up.
You know, it's funny, that's kind of like the Wendy's commercial, that little girl's walking home from the baseball field, and this lady goes, did you hit a home run? She's like, no. Did you hit by a ball? And she goes, no. He goes, well, that's something to celebrate. You know, so look at it like that.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we thank you very much for calling in, Penny, and feel free to call in. We're here every Sunday. And if you'd like a private reading, we're at the network of ChristianPsychics.com on the web.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye. Have a nice Memorial weekend.
Bye. Thank you. You too. Bye.
That's nice. I think she's going to be surprised.
Yeah, I'll say.
Oh,
but you know what?
I
was gonna say with mutable water signs, mutable signs in the zodiac, a lot of them they change so quickly, which is great. But they always need that stabilization somewhere, you know.
Uh huh. So.
But whether it's from exactly.
Okay, we're gonna go right on to the next number because I already pushed the button very quickly. So. It's 626, you're on the air.
Hello, greetings.
626, you're on the air.
Hello.
Greetings. Hi. Who's this calling and where are you calling from?
Sure, Frank from Southern California.
Hey, Frank, how is the weather out there?
Today's in about the mid-70s. Clear.
Nice. Good. Okay, did you have a question for us, Frank?
Sure, I'm involved in a legal issue. Last time I was supposed to be in court is the 20th of this month. I'd like to know how my case is going to turn out.
I'm getting that you're going to have a good turn. It's going to be successful. You know, they're not, they said that you have a good path as far as, you know, like you laid out things correctly so that it should proceed, you know. Okay. One thing that they want you to do is are you having a lot of fear about it?
Well, yes, you could say that because it's been going on for a while, and the opposing party has been, how should I say, unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what they're telling me is that right now we're in like this new paradigm, and there's ways that you're creating now, and now really thoughts are creating reality because we're creators. And what I want you to do is, I'm afraid that you're projecting your fear. So, and when you project, it's a way of creating, And even though you're like maybe keeping it to yourself, it is emanating from you. So what I want you to do is rather be fearful, be certain that this reality is going to be in your favor, because the truth is the truth, and therefore, you know, justice will prevail. To what degree, you know, I have to say that I always, in legal issues, it's very unpredictable as far as, you know, monetary success, because what one person deems as, you know, a life altering situation, another person, you know, deems it as worth, you know, $10,000. So, and it can affect your whole life. So, you know, the courts aren't always as fair as you seem, but as they can be. Hopefully, though, is what I'm getting for you, is that it is going to be in your favor. And based on that, I just want you to take let go of the fear. Just release it and start creating from, I'm going to win this. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I give it to you, God, because I have no control. So, and therefore, it puts all the burden into God's hands, where it is anyways, because the fear doesn't help the case. What it does is it actually hinders your energy from flowing, and you don't want to put that block up, and you don't want to create a block where there will be more manipulative. You get that?
Yes, yes, I do. I do.
Okay, good.
I'm just wondering, the opposing party, I know what has gone on with this case. I think they're pretty fearful of what the outcome might be.
Oh, they're very fearful of what the outcome is going to be, because they're going to reflect directly on them. And it's going to affect their bottom line for quite some time. It's not just about money, it's also about reputation. And you know as well as I do, they can't afford that. But, you know, you brought them to this because you were in the right.
Yes.
So, that's why... Oh, yeah.
I had to do that. I had no choice. I had to do this, or I couldn't have peace.
Exactly.
Well, so then be in that space, you know. You have peace because you've done the right thing, and operate from there and completely, completely let go of the fear. And every time you think a negative thought about, just like I told the last person, every time you think a negative thought about, you know, about the case and what's going on, just cancel it and think, you know, I'm right. I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
That is the best thing you can do every single time you think, oh, they put up that, it doesn't matter, I'm right. You know,
mm-hmm.
Their job is to skew it so that
yep.
it isn't in your favor. So, I mean, you actually are fighting against, you know, somebody who doesn't want you to win, so... don't worry about it. You're in the right, and it is going to be a positive outcome. I don't see huge amounts of money, but, you know, it's only because, you know, I'm just not getting a clear picture. You know, sometimes, you know, they show me a Brinks truck, but I'm not seeing that. So, I can't tell you what it, you know, they're saying that you're going to win, and it's positive. So I have to, you know, they're just not giving me the money. So I can't tell you the amount.
So they're not showing you the money, Jay?
Nope. Of course.
But sometimes, you know, the aftermath is, like I said, this is not only about money. It's about other things, too, which are more, this is important, if not more. And that's why they're fighting so hard. I mean, yeah, the money, most corporations can afford it. But it's just the reputation, because for you, it'll be over. For them, there may be more lawsuits against them that will follow. So it's just the beginning for them. But it'll be the end for you, as far as when this is done for you, it's done for you. but they're going to have a whole bunch of other things to answer for.
Yes.
Do you have any other questions?
The person I'm going against has the first letter is L. What are their thoughts about the court's ruling?
You know what I was thinking? You're going to laugh. But I was seeing a cobra. I'm serious. Like a twisting cobra. They're just twisted. I mean, twisted as in their feelings are going everywhere at the same. They're not going to be happy. Because they thought for a while they were actually going to win it. And that's why they got so arrogant with you. They're not going to be thrilled. But they do this to themselves, so that's going to be their karma.
Yeah. And, go ahead.
No, sure. Anything else or any closing information I need?
Well, I'm just, you know, they're just telling me the same thing. Don't create out of fear, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You want to be a creator, and you want to express gratitude, love,
mm-hmm.
high energy feelings so that it can flow to you. And remember, offer what you can't, take care of yourself. You know, they say, you know, I don't know who says it, but I always say, lay it before the cross. If you can't, you know, carry it yourself, and it's not something that you're going to change, no matter how many times you work the situation. What's going to change it is releasing it and being positive in that release. Otherwise, you're caught in it, and you just keep over mulling it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay, so yes. I just want you to try to really be positive and know that what you're doing is right and that you're going to succeed. Definitely call us back and let us know, you know, when, so that, you know, we like the confirmation, you know, when we give the advice. So, and I know you're going to have a positive confirmation for us. So, so that's another little nail to hold on to. Okay?
Excellent reading. Excellent.
Okay.
That's what I need. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I really do hope it helped. That was great. It's hard always with legal issues because, you know, something the courts aren't fair. Not all the time. I mean,
right.
You know, and now, you know, it's gotten so crazy. I don't know if you know about Monsanto's. They have bought up all these seed companies across the United States.
Yeah, my friend went to a march on them in Tampa against
it's
them.
It's very scary. They're going to own all the crops, or all the seed to make crops in the United States. And the court, you know, is ignoring it. It's like... And it's absolutely not fair. And the way that the government works is Monsanto has bought out everybody all the way up the ladder. You know, so, and when you look at the government history of people that have worked for Monsanto, it's all these government officials. So, and now they just passed this new amendment that rode in on the tails of another thing, and it slipped through. And now, basically, Monsanto's is untouchable by the government. They won't be regulated at all. So
they will be once somebody in their family dies from whatever they're doing, which is exactly what's going to happen. You watch. They're going to be, do what you want, whatever. We can't touch you. Then all of a sudden, God forbid, something happens to one of their own. Then all of a sudden... Oh, yeah, we have to do this, 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 and that. And they'll find the loophole they'll need. You watch.
I just want to tell everybody that's in the caller queue, if you're in the caller queue and you have a question, you need to press number 1 in order for us to do a reading for you. Yeah, it's and on that note, Ellen, it's true. The other thing is now they still don't have to identify, you know, bioengineered seed. So, you know, we don't know what, you know, is and isn't, you know, this seed. And, you know, some of the seed, what they're doing is they're actually taking the seed and they have implanted poison in it. So
great.
That, yeah, so when it germinates, it will produce a weed. It'll produce its own weed killer so that the weeds won't affect it. So, you know, and I mean, I know they say that it doesn't affect us, but I really believe that, you know, it's important that we don't put all the seeds in the United States into the hands of, you know, one company, and we don't use only bioengineered seed. And, you know, food is really important. That's why I promote community gardens and permaculture living. I don't want to keep chatting on that. I don't know why I went off on that tangent. Oh, because the you know, court systems are not fair is why I was doing that.
Sometimes so what's right doesn't mesh with what the law. So that happens
right.
A lot too.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's just go on to our next caller. I have a caller who was, you know, in the queue but didn't have their hand up, and that's why I actually said that. So let's go on to 435. 435, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Hi, my name is Tina.
Hi, Tina. Where are you calling from?
Delta, Utah.
Oh, Utah.
Cool. What's the weather like there?
Oh, it's just so pretty outside. It's probably 73 degrees. It's just before the heat, so it's really just very beautiful.
Nice. Did you have a question for us?
Well, I was kind of wondering, because I have a boyfriend for the last 3.5 years, and he lives in Flagstaff right now, and I didn't know if you guys could see if there was a future for us. I'm on the verge of, like, breaking up with him because he's never around. And, but he's kind of unstable.
Would you mind sharing his first name?
Mike.
Okay, Mike. You want to go first, Ellen?
Yeah. Did you say the last thing you said? Did you say something was unstable? I couldn't hear that last sentence you had.
Like, because he's a retired Marine, and he has PTSD issues, and I just recently got full custody of my kids, and I don't know if having him around my kids would be a good thing, you know. He likes, you know, and I'm nothing really against weed, but he spends all his money on weed and, you know, running around and...
Running
and
around
as in trying to find more weed, and it's more important to him than everything. And then here I got 3 teenagers that... And then I'm like, well, what do I do? You know, I'm stuck in this little town and...
I don't know. I think you already know the answer. Honestly,
right.
It's just that I get it, and I feel so bad for our military with PTSD. I can't imagine what that's like. The VA, as you know, is not helping these people at all, and
yeah.
And I understand. I personally don't have anything against it either. It's just that I just don't know what else he's doing to help himself. You know, besides, I mean, a lot of states do have medicinal marijuana, which is fine. I just think that he's relying so much on it that
yeah. It's
really kind of taking him over. I mean, I just don't know if that with teenage kids, because you already have 3, you don't need 4. And I feel bad saying this because, you know, I just love our military. I'm a big military supporter. My dad served, and, you know, my father-in-law served. It's just that I just don't know if it's feasible with him feeling the way he does. I guess that's the only word I can find.
I guess I'd like to just say Ellen's right on. I feel like it's not a good situation. He doesn't honor you. He doesn't know how to honor you. He's not going to be available to honor you as long as he's doing drugs. And it's not that it may be medicinal use of marijuana, but it still makes him unavailable for full emotional commitment. And not that people on marijuana can't make emotional commitments, because they can, but what happens is they're emotionally not available because their true feelings are muted.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is he's not honoring you as far as, you know, being responsible enough to, you know, curtail his activities to a minimum. You know, I mean, he shouldn't have to be chasing for drugs. You know, it's like Ellen said, if he really is in need of, you know, like a medical marijuana, then he needs to be getting a script for it, and he needs to be getting it dispensed to him, you know.
Yeah, that's why he's in Arizona, because they just legalized it a couple years ago.
But it's fine. It's just that, I mean, marijuana is not like an opiate. I mean, it's not like he's chasing the dragon, which would be heroin or anything. It's just that no matter what your habit is, he's fixating so much on it. He's not allowing other ways to help alleviate. And I don't know what kind of service he's even getting in Arizona, or if he's getting anything in Arizona. I don't know how helpful. I know that VA... Don't get me started on the VA. I felt so bad. I'm a medical collector, and I used to go up against the VA all the time for money for the practice, and I found out it's not the VA's fault. The VA is composed of veterans and veterans' families who are getting money from the government to pay the doctors, and that's been trickling in. So I know it's not the VA's fault. The government's not feeding them what they should have. And our veterans are suffering. So I just don't know where he can go with this, what he can do in addition to, like, literally weed out the marijuana and do more therapy. But I don't know what's available for him.
I just don't even feel like he's good around your children. I don't think he would be good around your children.
I like to do body talk. And he's had amazing results with body talk, but he doesn't want to, which is energy medicine, he doesn't want to go or pay anyone to do it. And so then he gets where it wears off and he suffers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what was my other question, is that do you ever see me being a successful body talker, energy medicine? That's where my heart lies. And I'm working at this gas station for, you know, minimum wage, and it's just, I feel like I'm not in the right spot.
It's not that you're not in the right spot. It's that you lack a little bit of self-confidence. I feel like you do good at body healing. I feel like you have healing hands, actually, and energy through your healing. I think you'd be, I don't know, I feel like there's a stronger method out there for you. Have you ever thought about learning quantum healing?
Yeah, I've hooked up to their emails, and it's
I feel like the new energy that's here now, quantum healing is something that is, you know, there's some great teachers. There's one right there, out west. I can't think what his name is right off the top of my head, but if you send an email to the network of ChristianPsychics.com, I'll figure out who it was, and I'll do a referral so that you can get his information. I feel like, you don't, it's you can do distant healing, and once you actually become certified in, like, quantum healing or, you know, I've heard what you're doing called healing hands. I've heard it called a number of different things. So,
yes.
But there's another level. It's like the next level up for you would be, like, quantum healing, and there's some excellent programs out there now that you can learn pretty quickly. And it could really help to bring in some additional income for you. I feel like if you let go of this guy, within 3 months, you could actually be in a different relationship. I feel like you're blocking what's available to you by holding on. And I feel like that they clearly told me that he is not... going to be good for your children. So that's a serious, you know, I never tell people what to do, but it's a serious consideration that you have to think on behalf of your children, especially now that they're in your custody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
Yeah, my ex is going to get out of jail soon, and he's like trying to take the two younger ones away. Like, do you see that he's gonna? He's always been very manipulative and taking the kids from me, and
he has
very
a prison
bullying.
Record. They're not going to be able to do much with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see that happening either. But if you're putting the children in, you know, a non-conducive atmosphere of being around somebody who smokes marijuana, and it's not legal in your state, so he would be breaking the law, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you don't want to do anything that's, you know, you don't want to get yourself in trouble either, you know, so unless you're planning to relocate, and I don't feel like it would be in your best and highest interest, but, you know, you can sit in meditation. You say that you're, you know, you're doing some this work, so sit in meditation and ask your guides and put your hand on your gut. Your heart always tells you what your heart wants to. It tells you what you love and what you don't like. But the truth is, it doesn't tell you what's good for you. What putting your hands on your gut and asking the question, is this in my best and highest interest, is the only technique to tell what truly is going on. Because the heart is blinded by love, and sensibility is lost with love a lot of times. So just put your hand right on the top of your gut and say, you know, and same thing when you're looking for a healing class, do the same thing. You know, is this the healing class I should take? It sounds, you know, find like two or three that are of your very most interest and do that test, and you'll be able to tell which one is in your best and highest interest. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, because I like all the healing stuff.
Yeah. It's an
exciting...
And
if I ever hear, if someone's sick, I'm like, ooh, have you tried castor oil? Have you tried this? You know, because making a castor oil pack does amazing things.
Right. I definitely got that you're a healer. I feel like for some reason, you know, I'm a healer myself, so I do a lot of, I actually do a combination because I have taken so many different forms of healing. And you'll be surprised at the results, but I feel they're telling me that quantum is where you should be looking, quantum healing for you.
Okay.
So, like I said, if you send an email, I'll send you to somebody who's really great. Or, you know, you can check them out.
Well, yeah, I'm just on a financial, that's why I called today, is because, you know, I don't have money to get a reading from Dr. Jenny. She's amazing. She's helped me out before. It's just I'm strapped.
Yeah, that, you know, if it's a chronic ongoing thing with income, what you might want to do is actually invest in a clearing, because when people have financial struggle for, and it's chronic where it continues for a period of time, it actually is like a level two clearing, which you will understand more as you do healing, that you can actually clear that out, that blockage, and open a way for, money and stuff to come in for you. So,
okay.
You might want to consider doing like a clearing for that.
And through who, or is it through myself, or how can I do that?
Well, I'm not. You can check around. I actually do a clearing similar to that. I go into a little bit more than just finances because I also do past life and I do, you know, soul purpose, and you know I have to do it all. So because once you're in there, the guides tell you what to do. So if you wanted to talk about it specifically, what you're needing, you can get me at the network of ChristianPsychics.com. I'd be glad to discuss it with you. It's a free preempt interview. So I would have to actually interview to see what's going on.
Okay.
You can consider that. And
well,
you can check around. Yeah, definitely you can check around too and see what other people's prices are, and you'll see that I'm more than fair, as far as price wise.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Any last things, Ellen?
No, I just want her to follow the right path that she knew the path.
Right.
To just follow it.
Yeah. Yeah. If she uses that technique on her gut, it will work. She'll be able to clearly start getting messages. Okay. Have a great night.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. That was great. You want to just go right on to the next caller?
Sure.
Okay. Let's go on to 937. 937, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. Who's this and where are you calling from?
My name's Sandy and I'm calling from Ohio.
Okay, Sandy, how's the weather there?
Not too bad now. It's in the 70s right now.
Ah, yeah. Somebody was telling me that it's snowing still in, like, Colorado and New York. I was like,
I'm so glad it isn't here.
Well, be glad.
Yes. No, it was getting down the 40s at night, though.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was getting pretty cold at night, but it's been getting, like tomorrow is supposed to be up in the 80s and low of like 59, so that's not too bad. I can handle that.
Yeah, that's, we actually, I'm in North Carolina, and we've had the most unusual weather. We've actually been in the 40s this week ourselves, and mm-hmm. I mean, by now it's usually full summer,
mm-hmm.
and it's,
yeah.
And
I'm so
sports.
Ready for it.
Yes.
Part of the cold.
So, do you have a question for us, Sandy?
I want to know what you can see for me for love coming in. I have done my homework on, clearing things out, just doing the odds and ends things. I may have wrote the list and stuff. And, I do have a guy that's doing a lot of flirting with me and stuff, but I just want to know what you see. Do you see anyone coming in?
First of all, did you just say yins?
Say what?
Did you just say yins?
Ins.
Yeah, is that what you said?
See if anyone's coming into my life.
Oh, okay. I thought you said yins. I thought, wow, I haven't heard that since Pittsburgh. Wow, I heard that from Pittsburgh.
Sandy, I'm definitely getting somebody coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you're looking at 3 to 4 months, though, still away.
Mm-hmm.
I think, there's an angel here, and it's Sandalorophin. so he's not a regular angel for me. But he said that he's saying good news is on the way for you. So, and because I'm only asking about, I've only asked about relationships, he's also saying that victory, which are unusual for me to get, like, that kind of confirmation. Usually, you know, I get roses or...
Wow.
Like, showing me this victory sign, like, yay!
Our time!
So, maybe that's what you're feeling. Does that
yeah,
resonate with you?
That probably is, yes, because I've been single for quite a while, and a lot of it has been me, the growing process, learning to trust men and realizing that, you know, they're not all bad and that a guy can drink but not be an alcoholic. And, you know, I had lessons there myself to learn. So, and I feel that I've overcome a lot of them, and, you know, I feel that myself I'm ready. But I do have someone there that's flirting and everything else, and we have a lot of fun together, but he hasn't asked me out, and I just didn't know whether he would or whether the flirting process was just something he did or...
Do you have a first name?
Dan.
I just...
Go ahead, Ellen.
Well, see, when you were talking before, I was saying 3 to 4 weeks, but I'm wondering if that's going to be a new opportunity, 3 or 4 weeks in manifestation, definitely when Jake said, but I don't know if Dan's really it. I think you might have another opportunity too, but my first instinct was 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, you know, that I was getting 3 and 4, but I... felt like it was months, so...
Call us back and let us know who's right.
Okay,
yeah,
you sure will.
Right. I could
4 weeks to 3 or 4 months. Well, that's good. Well, we have one I can handle. I mean, I've been single, since 99. And, you know, like I said, I really haven't been looking. I've sort of kind of wished someone would have come in, but... you know, pretty content without someone, but I'm, you know, getting older and now realizing that, you know, I really do miss the togetherness and having someone to love and to take care of. So, you know, it's all part of my process.
Right, but also remember, anyone can come in. You want the right one.
Yes.
You know, anyone can just walk in and go, hey, but what is your zodiac sign?
Aries.
Okay, you're a mutable fire sign. So, well, that means that, you know, you're very creative and you're very thoughtful, but you have a tendency of burning yourself out really quickly. So just be real careful about that by pacing yourself better in relationships. And it's not just about you taking care of them. They also should be able to take care of you. And no matter what you heard, relationships are not 50-50. They can be 80-20 one day and 10-90 one day and 100% on one person, zero on the other person, depending on, you know, what's going on. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're looking for is something you're not used to, is continuity. You don't need the roller coaster ride anymore. You need a little bit more stability. Yeah, you're tired. I mean, roller coasters are fun, don't get me wrong. I mean, I like him, like the next person, but you really need somebody a little bit more stable, a little bit more grounded, if you would.
Yes.
Somebody for once that puts you ahead of them in some things. They think outside themselves. You kind of get attracted to people who are very needy and, well, selfish.
Yes, and I'm getting tired of that.
Right, but what have you learned? Sure. So we talked about earlier about learning.
Mm-hmm.
And moving on. So if you have that in hand, you need to keep to your focus. And, I mean, a handsome face is awesome. But handsome faces, pretty faces, whatever, they hide a lot. So you want to really get to know the right person.
I don't go for that. I don't care whether he's bald or whether he's a little bit bigger build. I go for how they treat me rather than the looks. As long as we get along, got a good attitude, treats me good, that's very much more important than all the good looks, the big, the good built and everything else.
Well, people are attracted to you. I mean, what's handsome to you? What's attractive to you? I mean, you and I might have a whole different way of seeing who's attractive, which is fine. But sometimes you go after. Sometimes these people can be very charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
And they have. I'm not saying all charismatic people have something to hide, but they put on a really great front. Some people, and you need to take the time to really get to know them before you truly commit.
Yes.
Which you haven't been doing.
No, I haven't. I will date. I mean, I've been out on dates. I've been with, different guys and stuff. And then, one guy was really, really good looking, but he mm-hmm. treated me terrible.
Right.
And, then I tend to attract the guys that are needy, that likes to drink too much and, married to an alcoholic. And it's like, no. Not anymore. But then I had to discover that you can still drink and have fun, mm-hmm. and they're not all alcoholics.
Correct.
I had to go through that phase, too.
Right. There's nothing wrong with having a beer or whatever, but if that's what their main focus is and they live and die because of beer,
mm-hmm.
there's a problem.
My ex-husband was in love with the beer can. And
mm-hmm.
it's like, no, I can't do that. So that's the reason why I've been asked to get married a couple times, and I've turned it down
mm-hmm.
and just got them out of my life, realized that it just wasn't what I wanted. So
right.
I've lived and learned, and now I'm ready. I think I'm ready to find that Mr. Wonderful and, fall in love and actually, have the wonderful life. So, but thank you so much. I mean that, and I will call you back and let you know whether it's 3 to 4 weeks or 3 to 4 months.
Awesome.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's Dan though either.
Okay.
So
I agree.
Yeah, it's not Dan. I did ask again, and possibly there's going to be two people, but I'm going to stick with my 3 to 4 months.
Okay. Sounds fantastic.
I'm sticking to my 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay. Sounds great. I'll let you know. Thank you so much. You and have a great day.
You too.
Yes. You have a happy Memorial weekend.
You too. Thank you.
It's funny.
I
actually think she's going to meet two guys, but because, I asked specifically, was it months afterwards, because sometimes I jump the gun too, so
mm-hmm. Well, it could be we're both right. Maybe she meets one guy 3 to 4 weeks, but maybe her love might come in 3 to 4 months.
I think that I am almost sure that she's going to think she's met somebody in 3 or 4 weeks, but it's really going to turn out to be like in 3 or 4 months. But we'll see. I'm interested in finding.
I know. I hope she calls back.
I know. We'll know in 1 month.
And then when I'm right, you can owe me a beer, which is funny because I don't drink beer.
Okay. I actually don't drink beer either. I did, after I got divorced, but then I actually went to bars. So I don't do the bar scene anymore. So, so I haven't drank beer in quite a few years. I've been doing these channelings, and I wanted to share. I did do a channeling for this week, and I wanted to share it. And we're at a little moment in the show that I'd like to do it, if you don't mind. Is that all right?
Oh, no, let's hear it.
Yeah, I was going to synopsis it. Like, we had talked before that we're, that I should do like a synopsis of it and just break it down really easy. And, you know, it's difficult for me, too, because I don't know what's important for people to hear or not, but, you know, he kind of gives me this message, and then, you know, I just kind of, you know, I got to kind of say it like he tells me it so that I whoever needs to hear it hears it. Okay?
Okay.
I really did. So then maybe you can, because I didn't read it to you or anything, so maybe you can do a synopsis afterwards.
Okay.
Okay. It goes, I am Lord Melchizedek. I am the High Holy Priest of God. Beloved child of God, I share my unconditional love and I bring forth new, as many portals of new beginnings have been opened as of this night. And I wrote it on the full moon, or I received it, you know, on the full moon. I celebrate with you because you have been open to your inner knowing and have allowed the flow of this new energy to wash old ways away. You have stepped into self, and that is what all must do to ascend to this new vibration. I'm here to assist all who seek help in flushing and cleansing of old negative patterns. Beloved child of God, you are on earth with duality. Many are suffering discord and lack of understanding of what is happening. They lack clarity and are causing much discomfort for themselves. Please assist all in to seeing that unconditional love and happiness comes from within, that still place deep in your heart. You must listen to your inner truth and release all false programming. Beloved child of God, bring forth this important message because the energy is going to just be elevating. Teach quiet meditation that brings forth truth. All are children of Creator God. All are known to Creator God. All are worthy to be loved. You are here to heal yourself and release untruth. Love and opening your heart will free you to see truth, that you are good, and forgiving yourself for choosing the hard lessons. Be in gratitude for all is given to you. Beloved child of God, you are your creator, and you can create discord, grief, malice, etc., through projection, or you can create as God through expression in giving creation in happiness of love, goodness, truth, kindness, joy, peace, and hope. Be it making a dinner out of love or helping the poor out of love, being the best friend at work or the happy student. When fear or projection comes forth to create, you have a choice, being happy or being right. Human choices are sometimes difficult, and kindness is better than right. That causes more discord. Beloved child of God, you have transcending and have been with much ease. Be in much gratitude, for you released much before now and have come to like yourself. Remember, you suffered much, and many are in need of your compassion and caring. You and me walked sharing with many other light workers and way showers, for you have experienced much, much releasing to get here. Beloved child of God, bring forth the truth of a new way and to live by feeling and not from judgment. Bring forth community and no separation. All life, trees, flowers, birds, insects, humans, are aspects of God's divinity. You will find it in your inner soul, joy, and live from joy, your truth, and create harmony. I share all my unconditional love with you all, beloved children of God. Melchizedek. So, sorry about the little mispronunciation. So, what'd you think?
It was awesome.
it's hard to synopsize it, you know what I mean? Because it's like it says is that, you know, we are creators and we need to be creating from love and our inner heart, and it's from within. You know, that true happiness is available to us, but it really is from within.
Right. And I was also saying that even though this, you know, eclipses and this type of thing is rather weird and different, it shouldn't be fear. It should be welcomed of a new pathway and start giving more of oneself. That's what I got out of it.
Yeah. The other thing that I thought was interesting was that, I was glad to hear the message because, you know, I expected with the eclipse and that more tumultuous, you know, things happening. But, you know, I've cleared so much and I've been on this path for so long that it really didn't affect me. And so, and as he said, is that, you know, the more that you clear and the more that you do this healing work and loving yourself unconditionally, the less, conflict that you end up having in your life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what people need to do is, I read a long time ago, there was this book by Dr. Gerald Jablonski, Love is Letting Go of Fear. And it was a very small book, a very thin book, and it was really good. It really showed you how important love is. And I actually wrote him a letter, and he hand wrote me a letter back, and he put little hearts in the envelope. It was really a good book. It just talked about, like, if you have money, like a bag of money, eventually your bag of money will run out. But if you have a bag of love, it never is going to run out. And that was his message. And I think that's pretty much what Andrews was saying, too.
I think that's true. This time right now is, instead of, another thing was about the judgment. You know, a lot of people make judgments all the time about how they feel, how things should go, but the truth is that all those judgments are just self-bias. You need to be feeling, if you see something and you're judging it as not the appropriate way, you can send love to that situation or you can create discord with it, you know, and that discord is a choice to create havoc. You know, it really.
Exactly.
So I totally get what you're saying.
Mhm.
About that. And what I gotta tell you something else that I can't eat milk duds and be on the radio.
No, you can't, because you're gonna be like Ellen blah 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 blah. So yeah, no, you can't eat milk duds and be on the radio.
I know.
You have to wait. You have to wait. Or let me go off on a 20-minute tangent, and then you can probably have a milk dud.
Actually, I tried it already.
I could tell because you weren't talking. I'm, like, rambling on here, and you're like, what the heck is he? I'm like, oh, well. I knew you were on the phone, but I didn't know what you were doing. Usually you eat popcorn while we're on the air, and I'm like, oh, really?
Well, no, I actually eat sweet stuff, usually. I actually am a candy person. So usually I eat Tootsie Rolls, and Tootsie Rolls aren't sticky. Yeah, Tootsie Rolls sticky. I need the sugar for some reason when I'm reading. My energy level gets lower.
Nice try.
I want to say to everyone that's listening, if you in the caller queue and you'd like to ask a question, you need to press number 1 in order to get a reading. Otherwise, I'm presuming that you're not looking for a reading.
Or you can ask us any kind of question you need as far as
what
we talked about earlier, cleansing and forgiveness, or how to just try to build up your own psychic awareness, because we all have it. Just some people build it more, Some people have more of a natural talent for it, but people can build it. I think a lot of people have, and they're not even aware they're using it.
Well, I think most people are empathic, and they don't realize it. And I think a lot of people run into energy problems because they are empathic. And, you know, they're picking up other people's energy, and they think it's theirs.
Right.
One thing, you know, I heard recently that in a channeling that whenever you're operating from negative, it's not actually really you. It's your ego. It's always your ego. And you, at that moment, have a choice to listen to your ego and speak it and project it or stop it. So, you know, and what happens is a lot of times with empathic people is they hear this stuff and it attaches right to them. It's like, you know, and they don't mean for it to attach to them. They probably don't even know it.
Exactly. And I'm mad at you anyway. Now I want milk duds.
Oh.
And you can't share your milk duds with me over the radio, so I'm upset.
Well, I'm telling you, you better get Tootsie Rolls if you want to be on the radio. Because I just wanted to also take a quick second to say that Susie B. has left the network of ChristianPsychics.com, and we wish her well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's decided to move on. So that was something else. And you know something, we started the show without a prayer, and I forgot all about it because she wasn't here.
Oh.
But I do appreciate the prayer that you did, and it's a lot easier when the message is channeled, isn't it?
Yeah, I was like, I'm glad it stopped there. It kept going. I'm like, whoa, come on. It kept coming. I'm like, okay. Sometimes it gets on a roll. Angels, too, they get on a roll. They just keep going.
So I have something interesting that I'm doing. I'm now learning to be a hypnotist.
Oh.
Yep, I've enrolled in the program, and so I'm on this new course of study. I think I'm going to do, like, I do past life stuff, but I don't do regression or when I do past life, it's usually about cutting cords from the past life. So I look into past lives, but I haven't actually brought people into their past lives. And so I just feel like it's another step, you know, in that direction of my interest, you know.
I've done that a couple times. You know, sometimes I see people, I don't see them as they are. I see them as they were. And you know, one of my friends had this very medieval-looking room in her house, and I couldn't figure out why I was so drawn to it and why I had this searing pain in my eye when I walked into it. And then when I did my own little regression, I found out why. So it's kind of interesting because sometimes our health issues are linked to the past. Sometimes certain issues that we give people that, you know, I remember reading this book called something about nasty people, and basically if you don't deal with them and learn your lesson, they'll keep recurring. And sometimes they're sort of like hydras, the mythical hydra. You get rid of one and three take its place because you haven't learned your lesson.
What I find mostly when I do healing is that with past life, usually the problems start in early childhood. You can tell when you do a case history. You know, I always, when I do like a clearing or a healing, I do a case history because the one thing that you always want to do is you want to get to that seed thought that started, you know, this avalanche and of, you know, things that are causing you discomfort. And so you have to get to the original problem. And I find that usually if in their childhood problems started you know, before age 5. Sometimes as late as 8, you can find it in their past lives. But usually before 5, it's a guaranteed, it's a past life thing that you've carried to this life. And you either carried it in by choice with, you know, a contractual agreement. So you might have to actually get the Akashic record changed. Or you don't know that you carried it in because it's been carried in from a past life that's so far back. Like recently, for myself, you know, I was having a problem where I was choking when I was doing my meditation, and it turns out to be that in a past life, I was like a priest and a wizard, and somebody was jealous over me, and in my 10th chakra, they placed a block, and you know, I actually had to have it removed by Archangel Michael and stuff to come in, and it was a good thing because, you know, because I was choking.
Right.
I kept choking, and it was really quite. I couldn't figure out what it was, you know, and I was thinking, well, it's ascension stuff, you know, it's just gonna pass. You know, and finally, you know, I got the clarity of, you know, what I needed to do and cleared it. So I don't have it anymore. So sometimes like that, you don't even know you brought it into this life, and you're carrying it. So sometimes, you know, you really have to, like I've done some people where I've done clearings on them, and I've got, actually I did one recently where I had to go back to 11, so their 11th past life, where it all started. And so, you know, you go back there and then you find it, and then you have Archangel Michael clear it for you, is what I do. And then, you know, you have Metatron fill it with, you know, the divine light of Christ, and we'll see. It was a really interesting clearing, and it was tumor, so I definitely will know how it worked.
When I usually do that, I always look back. I got to kind of see what their interests are in this life. That helps me get clues to their past. Like, I've always been very attached to Greek mythology. And then I found out why I was attached to Greek mythology. And it was weird. When we were on my first cruise ship, we were sailing, actually second cruise ship, we sailed in the Dutch Antilles in Curacao. And then we went close enough to the Venezuelan coast. And I kept on seeing myself, it was weird, by a mountain, like a hidden, like one of those passageways into a mountain. And people were running into the mountain. I heard this voice say, "The soldiers are coming." And I'm like, "Everyone, quick inside!" Like the secret mountain or something. And I can't figure that one out yet. I'm guessing I had some sort of past life in a hidden, secreted place or something. But I haven't really figured that one out yet. I got the Greek one down though, and the medieval one down, but not the that one. I can't tell. Sometimes you can't tell where it's coming from automatically.
Well, I've actually done past life regression, and I've had quite a traumatic history.
Mm-hmm. I know you have. I'm like, oh man. People are just trying to kill you left and right. I mean, honestly.
Thank you.
I'm like,
my gosh,
Jay, seriously? What the hell?
I must have been a not a nice person that all these people have.
What you did is, you know, what you did in one life, I can see that you figured out a conspiracy, so you had to go. And that's kind of like what you would do. You'd figure out things that people did not want you to know more than you doing anything really wrong.
Yeah, that's right on, Ellen. I did figure out a conspiracy, and I actually got a spear right through my head on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right through my forehead.
Well, that's what happens when you take on the Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. A problem with that.
Actually,
it was
in Ireland, and it was what was it called? It wasn't Celtic, but it was similar to that.
Druidic.
During that time period in wars. You know, the Celtic Wars, the village actually got killed too. So, and
by the Romans. The Romans were sweeping up through Europe at that time, and the people that you were hanging out with, they were actually the people who helped bring Christianity into that area, because what Rome did is they would incorporate some of the Druidic rituals into what we know now as Christianity to help it be more palatable and people would turn. You had a big problem with that because you didn't really particularly care for that. So when you found out your friends were being paid off by the Romans, you said something to the wrong person, and next thing you know, spear through the head.
Yeah, it was similar to that. It was
so the next.
It's funny though that just about in all my past life, I did ministry work.
You did.
So, it was. You think I would have taken a break in between there and had some fun, you know?
Well, you could have gone to. If you would have been nice, you could have gone to Rome and had a massive orgy or something. You know, they were pretty famous for that. So. But people really are who they are throughout their lives. Sometimes people could change, but most of the time we are who we are.
Yeah.
And I think that's something very important. We always carry a big piece of ourselves through the day. A lot of people don't believe in past lives, and I understand why. It's just that some things that you just can't explain. If people have a real big affinity to something, like a certain time period or a certain whatever, that's usually the answer to it. And, you know, it's really interesting. I don't know if you know this, but in the 90s, I think it was the 90s, down here in Florida, we had a killer named Danny Rollins that killed some people up in Gainesville at University of Florida. And all through this, I kept on thinking how strange it was. And when I looked into it, the people who he killed in this life, they killed him in a past life. And sometimes that's the reason. Not always.
That does seem like something that I noticed with past lives is that you trade off doing the deed, you know, the bad deed.
Right, but does it make you right in what you're doing? And I'm not saying he was right in what he did by any means. I just think this is what I saw. I mean, just because what's going to happen is that he's going to have to learn his lesson in the next life, in the next one, in the next one.
Right, well, I mean, you have to, it's interesting. When you do something like that, it carries on to your next life. And then you're in a different position, and then you realize the trauma that you created, and then you learn from that or you experience from that, and then you become, you know, more enlightened. Or sometimes when you were did something in a previous life, you start out this life in, you know, complete turmoil or in a bad situation just to try to get through it so that you don't have to repeat it. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
about experiencing, it's about learning to love yourself, and it's about doing the right thing. And, you know, being in gratitude and, you know, utilizing true love to, you know, make your life here on earth. You know, I'm going to throw on a song. And we'll take a quick break. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. Just remember, if you're in the queue and you want a reading, you have to press 1.
Or if you have a question.
Or if you have a question, yeah. You just have to... I'm going to put on Kansas, Dust in the Wind. How about that?
Sounds good.
Okay. Okay, hey, hey, it's Reverend Jay, and I'm back to say that it's been a great night. There's like only 15 minutes left of the show, and since nobody's raised their hand in the caller queue, I do appreciate that you stayed to listen, and hope to see you next week. Any last words, Ellen?
No, I just hope that we see you all next week. We have people asking us for our readings or any questions you might have.
Right.
And so please tune in next week for us, as we have a lot more to say and a lot more to read.
Yeah, and it's just like Ellen said, it doesn't have to be a reading. It can be some questions about anything, you know, intuitive, and we can sort through it if we don't know the answer right away. So have a great Memorial weekend, and thank you for joining our show. Bye, Ellen. It was wonderful.
Bye-bye, Jay. Bye, everyone.
See you.